He has the patience of Job. Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond joining us on the KMZ Hotline. I apologize for that, sir.
Scott, I'm still here. It's not your fault. We can blame Mr. Gascon for this.
Let's do it. One of the things he said, and I know you were listening along with us, that I really appreciated, is that we have seen cases like this where abused women over years of abuse snap and they kill their abusers. And he was careful to point out, I'm not excusing that. Murder is never the answer. But we have a better understanding of these issues now than perhaps we did when someone was running for prosecutor back in 1989 in L.A. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, the analogy to a woman who kills her abuser is interesting because Missouri actually recognizes battered spouse syndrome. It's a defense to murder. We don't have anything similar for abused children, like an abused child syndrome. And so the law is different there, but I think so much has changed in these last 30 years. Look, kids have always been abused. They always will be. But because of a lot more education, because of a lot more advocacy on behalf of children, children have become more willing to speak out, and juries have become more willing to accept a child's word. That's all good stuff that's happened over these last three decades.
During his news conference, Mr. Prosecutor, the DA in Los Angeles was quick to point out that he was recommending resentencing, that because of their age, they would automatically be eligible for parole. It sounds to me, and maybe we're reading too much into this, that Mr. Gascon is not going to challenge the possibility of their release. There doesn't seem to be anyone who is in the family arguing that they should remain behind bars.
One brother, I'm going to stop here, one brother of Jose Menendez.
Okay, one brother of the dad. But is that to suggest if the prosecutor does not challenge this their release and only one person does, is it likely that they're going to be released in your professional estimation?
Yeah, it'll ultimately be up to the parole board, but I think given all of the factors in this case, I think we can think it's pretty likely that they're going to be released after serving a long sentence. One of the other things that I think that was really important that Mr. Gascon said was, look, he's not asserting this is a wrongful conviction. These two men are guilty of murder. The question is, did they deserve to spend the rest of their life behind bars? And in California, there is a mechanism called prosecutor-initiated resentencing to resentence folks. I will tell you, that mechanism does not exist in the state of Missouri, so we couldn't do this.
And we've seen it.
This case happened in Missouri.
We have certainly seen that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, we certainly haven't had this type of awful high-profile case here, but how things have changed when it comes, you had mentioned witnesses coming forward. And one of the things that's always bothered me in this case was in the original trial, the jurors were split down gender lines, with the females believing that this happened, believed it could happen, and the males on that original jury just couldn't or wouldn't believe that a father could do this to their sons. Is there more of an understanding, even with jurors now, that behind the white picket fence, these monsters exist in the nicest neighborhoods in Platte County or Johnson County or wherever? Monsters exist.
I think there is a better understanding of that. And you raise a really good point, Dana, which is, you know, sexual abuse, it never occurs out in the open. It always happens behind closed doors. And so these cases are always about a child's word against that of an adult. And that's a really tough thing for a child to do, is to speak out and name their abuser. But I think now juries have a better understanding that these things happen, and they can happen to anyone, rich or poor, regardless of race, regardless of sex, regardless of social standing. These cases happen everywhere, and anyone can be a victim.
I know you're not an expert on California law or the legal maneuverings in California, but you certainly are in the state of Missouri. If this goes to a judge, which it will tomorrow, and at some point the judge agrees that resentencing is appropriate, how quickly, at least in the state of Missouri, would that decision from the judge lead to a parole hearing?
it could happen very quickly in the state of Missouri. The parole board can schedule a hearing at any time that they want. And so once somebody is resentenced, under Missouri law, a parole hearing could happen, within days or certainly weeks.
The last thing we'll ask, because I know you are short on time, Eric, and we thank you for the time you've given us. He did mention the recidivism rate in cases like this, and I've been screaming about this for years in the Menendez case. They are not a danger to anyone. That in this type of case, they are not a danger. They're not going to go out. They're not homicidal maniacs that are going to go out and start shooting other people. This was, while not excusing it, a very specific targeted event.
Yep. And again, you're absolutely right. It doesn't excuse what they did, but I do think that it casts some light on what they did. I think it is very true that these guys are not likely to hurt anybody else, and it's reasonable for a prosecutor and a judge and a parole board to take those things into consideration.
If this case had occurred in Platte County in 1989, would you, as the prosecutor today, recommend resentencing?
Well, sort of like you, I was just out of high school in 1989. But if it came before me, it's something we would absolutely look at. Again, what I've got to tell you is Missouri doesn't have prosecutor-initiated resentencing. We do have, and we've seen this statute recently come into play, we do have the ability to go back and contest what we think is a wrongful conviction.
Yes.
But here, where everybody agrees, these guys did what they were accused of doing, we wouldn't have the ability in Missouri to go back and resentence. And honestly, so in this case where the defendants are somewhat sympathetic, you can see where prosecutor-initiated resentencing might make some sense. But you think about other cases where, say, just the murder of a stranger by somebody. Victims, deserve some finality, some closure.
Yeah.
And the shadow of the somebody being resentenced hanging over their head forever is a difficult thing. So prosecutor-initiated resentencing, it's actually more tricky than it might seem in the context of this case.
We talk about it all the time, Eric, where we are dumbfounded in cases of actual innocence, how long the courts or the don't want to get political, but the different attorneys general, how difficult it seems to be to right a wrong when on the rare occasion we do get it wrong, people are acknowledging this was the wrong result. It still takes more time than I think the average Kansas Cityan is comfortable with when we are trying to get someone out who did not commit the crime.
Yep. And I'm a huge supporter of the ability to go back and correct wrongful sentences. I helped write the law that is now part of Missouri law, allowing prosecutors to go back in and set those wrongs right. I mean, the worst thing that can happen, people ask me all the time, what's your worst nightmare? And they're thinking I'm going to say something about some terrible serial killer who does something. Honestly, my worst nightmare is convicting somebody of a crime who didn't do it. And in the very, very rare instances that that happens, and I will tell you, it's incredibly rare, but in the very rare instances where that happens, we've got to put it right, and we've got to put it right as soon as possible.
Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zondu, appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you.
Hey, always great to be with you both.
Be well.
And your patience. Thank you for that as well.
All right.
See ya. All right, friend. Be good. 913-586-7798. The prosecutor in Los Angeles is going to recommend tomorrow to a judge that the Menendez brothers be resentenced. He's going to ask that the sentence of life without parole be removed, that they be sentenced for murder, and because of the ages that the two brothers were when they committed the killings of their parents, they would be eligible for parole, according to the prosecutor, immediately. 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.